turundusuudised.
Our next topic, as usual, is about interesting trends and news, and this time it comes from Euromonitor blog, and actually the trend which is explained there is about our smartphones and what exciting things we can do with them, and what the Euromonitor actually is saying that the travel agencies, all the business of travel agencies, booking hotels, etc., is going slowly, but it is going to mobile platforms and to net to our smartphones. So, as it was explained in the article, it is not the strongest trend yet, but it's a future trend. So my question to you, both of you, is actually, have you felt it already? Do we need this online advertising, online information, online booking when we travel? Anu?
This reminds me several years back time when I was working in a telecom company, mobile, one of the major mobile operators in Estonia, and how we tried to understand what are the trends and how fast will they hit the market. And I think it was probably one of the dreams what we had at that time, that yeah, you could use your mobile for anything, your mobile wallet or your mobile travel operator. But I just look back and consider how long time it really took until we more clearly can talk about that, yes, something is happening. So for me, it's a good story about understanding the past, to also try to maybe predict the future a bit more precisely. Aki, what about your comments?
Well, I have actually, Hotel Tonight is a great service that I frequently used while I travel, and then I end up to be in the city that basically I didn't plan to be, and then I need something to stay for one night, and it's awesome service for that. And there are several copycats as well in that category. And it's kind of like looking at the use cases. Yeah, I do agree the mobile revolution. Kind of, I'm from Finland originally, and I'm actually from the city that Nokia mobile phone became Salo, and now they closed the factory and everything like that. But anyhow, it's kind of, it takes time to these kind of things to be mainstream, but I don't think that the trend is going anywhere. So the direction is so that you basically need to build things mobile first, because it's better approach to think the mobile first than the use cases. Well, again, depends on what you try to achieve, but that's now more talking about from the entrepreneur's perspective. Like, if you want to be competing with all services, you have to think about those kind of use cases that kind of emerge from the mobile users, because there's a more opportunity in those categories instead of like building just exactly the same kind of services for desktop users, because there's a lot of use cases. Even if you go back to the employer branding topic, like, I mean, people are coming to the offices to interview. You could offer them an app that you can check in. You know that, okay, the person came to interview. You can have all kind of way better service across the whole recruitment experience within, let's say, mobile app that nobody really has delivered. So it kind of gives, but they're not kind of exactly the same. They're kind of a little bit different kind of use cases where you are mobile, you have the location there, and you can then use that for delivering better experience. But for sure, the trend is there. I said that it cannot be ignored